Hey guys, and welcome back to the Sam Smith Audio Show. Thanks for tuning back in. If you're new to the podcast, thanks for listening for the first time. I really appreciate it. I hope you enjoy. But anyways, I've got this is going to be a short episode. I'm not going to have another long episode for a couple of weeks. I'm waiting on some better equipment and a better setup to come in the mail for the video and the audio and all of that. So, waiting on that stuff. And then, I'm going to do some longer episodes. And I'm going to have some new guests on the show after the house party on the 13th. So, make sure you stay tuned for that and everything. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy episode 10, short episode. Let's get to it. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. Okay, so this is a new segment that I just thought up. Somebody told me about CBD, and they told me I should try it. They told me how much it helps them in their day-to-day life, as far as like helping them sleep or relaxing their body and kind of taking the stress away from that. So I am going to give you a little review. I bought a pre-rolled CBD joint from the gas station actually by my house, just to see what the hype is all about, because I haven't tried it yet. This was my first time to try CBD. So, with that being said, this is, I'll tell you what it is. Okay, it comes from Wichita Farms, made in Arkansas, at Wichita Farms, apparently. It's, Arkansas Kush is the name of it. Arkansas grown, Arkansas Kush. Total CBD, 80 milligrams, WichitaFarms.com, legally produced in accordance with the Farm Bill Act of 2018. This product has been, lab tested and found to have under 0.3% Delta THC, see here, main ingredients, Arkansas Kush hemp flower, CBD 8%, not sure about the THC percent, it doesn't say, says, keep out of reach of children, parent, obviously, consult your doctor with any questions. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Okay. Now, there is a... That was the entire bottle that I just read off. I just read the entire label. And I'm going to tell you about this pre-rolled joint. Okay. Obviously, it was a nice cone. It was rolled really well. It was, I like how they took it and kind of twisted it up, so you didn't have any flour fall out. They obviously had to have used a machine to roll it, because I cannot roll like that at all. I've tried rolling cones and they come out fucking crooked. They'll come out sideways or something like that. You know, I can roll you a horseshoe-shaped joint if you want me to. And I'm even worse with blunts. I can't get those to stick ever. So, I usually just go towards my handy-dandy pocket Morty bong that I got. It's pretty sweet. A little miniature bong with Rick and Morty holographics on it. But I'm just kidding, too, by the way. I can actually roll a cone joint with a, you know, raw tip pretty well. But, anyways, back to what I was talking about. This pre-roll, okay, it burned really well. It burned slow, nice and slow and even. It did not run the entire time. I do manual labor for a living, and so this really helped me to loosen up in the morning time, because I went and got this pre-roll. I came back to the house and I smoked it before I went to work and drank me a cup of coffee, and it really helped my muscles loosen up, and, you know, I could feel that I was less tense, you know. And I went through my entire work day today easy. It was easy. It made life a lot better. You know, I could definitely tell a difference. And as far as, like, stiffness and stressed out, you know, like that stressful, tense feeling, you know, that was definitely eased by this. I'm not going to say that it was completely gone, but I could still tell a difference. Like, you know, I wasn't, you know, I was able to loosen up a lot faster than I normally would in the morning without CBD, and it's definitely going to be a go-to for me from now on. But I'm going to try a different brand next time, because this Arkansas Kush, okay, it was very relaxing, yes, but the taste was not that great. It did not taste like any kind of kush I've ever had. And it was also kind of harsh. I did not, like, it was not very smooth as far as smoking it goes. And I have to put that out there, because I'm not going to lie to anybody and tell you, yes, it was a good smooth smoking joint. It was so good. I'm not fake like that, you know. And I'm not trying to troll on Wichita Farms or anything like that. So I'm just giving my you know, honest opinion of what I thought about it. It was kind of harsh and it didn't have a very good flavor, but the effects of the CBD were very nice. You know, like I said, if you can get past the, if you're going to buy one of these particular pre-rolls from this particular company, then, go for it. You know, it did help me to loosen up my muscles in the morning, get going for the day, to go to work and shit. So, that's a plus. That's a very big plus for me. So, you know, if you decide to go that route, go with it. Me personally, I'm going with something different next time. Other than this one, I'm going to try some different CBD flower and everything, and I'm going to let you know about what I get next time. So, and this is going to be a whole segment that I'm going to do probably every time. So it's going to be, you know, a CBD flower review. Not sure what I'm going to call the segment, but anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed. That's my little review. That's what I think about, you know, the CBD in general. And you have my thoughts on the Arkansas Kush from Wichita Farms. So, anyways, guys, stay safe out there, and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed. And if you're feeling stiff and fucking stress in your muscles and stuff, go get you some CBD. Lighten up a little bit. Anyways, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Later. Hey, and welcome back to the news. Okay, so there's a couple of articles. I've only got two things that I want to talk about. Okay, there's this guy, Mike Hughes. They called him, I guess he went by Mad Mike Hughes, according to TMZ.com. He died at age 64 in a rocket crash. I guess he built a rocket, and that he was going to attempt to fly. So I'm not sure what he was thinking, but anyways, it didn't go so well for him. He crash landed the he had to crash land the rocket and died. There's a video of it up on TMZ that you can go and check out. It's crazy. But anyways, so there's that. Apparently he was a stuntman or a daredevil or whatever, is what they're saying. But anyways, that sucks for that guy. And it's kind of crazy. I wonder what gave him the idea to build a rocket, you know. But at least he died following his dreams, I guess, you know. Here's another story. This is a local story here that, I guess, Fox 16 had this or whatever. But anyways, this chick was stopped at a train crossing, railroad tracks in North Little Rock, Arkansas. She was waiting on the train to move at West 18th Street and Percy Mashin Drive on Thursday. She noticed that there was people jumping from boxcar to boxcar while the train was stopped. And she caught it on video. It's on Fox 16. So I thought that was kind of crazy, or kind of funny, actually. But and I know this is dangerous, but I picked up some hitchhikers one time, and they were actually... kind of like punk type of guys, you know, and they were hopping trains and shit, and going, and they played, they were street performers. They ended up being street performers, and they were homeless and stuff by choice, and they actually had money and food and all of that stuff, but they traveled by train. They rode boxcars. And they actually had one of the guys was a drummer, and his drum was just the old head of a banjo. And, so an old broken banjo that he turned into a drum for himself. And then the other guy played guitar, and he had a guitar and stuff. And they played a song for me. They played me a song for a ride, actually. And they were really, really down-to-earth, cool people. So they didn't try and kill me or anything like that. And I took them to the nearest, railroad tracks, like where trains were, where there was usually a train stopped at all times and stuff. Down in Pine Bluff. And they said they was going to try and catch a train to New Orleans because they were going to New Orleans for a festival to do some street performances, I guess, to try and make some money. So that was pretty cool. Me, on the other hand, man, I wish that I could play music, but I can't. Whenever I try to play music, it sounds like two cats fucking. Which, if you've never heard before, is not a pleasant thing to hear. But anyways, that's why I do the podcast, though. You know, I love music, but I'm fucking tone deaf. So I do a podcast, it's my way of still being able to, support the music scene and stuff like that. Support, the music scene in my community and everything. So anyways, there's the news for this week and stuff. So I'll catch you guys later. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. It was a short one. I'll have a longer one later on. I'm not going to do another one until probably right before the show. Oh, yeah, that's right. I have an announcement to make before I go. March 13th, I'm having a house show at my place, at my house, here in North Little Rock. I've got a artist that's going to be doing live sketch art demonstration, so you can come here. You can be here by 6:30 to see that, and then 7:30 the first band, Loose Ties, are going to be playing, and so there's going to be Loose Ties, Shoe, and Nero Dinero are going to be playing. All of these bands are super fucking good. They're all really good. They're all super talented guys. They're all so fucking, they're really rad guys too. They're all laid back, rad fucking dudes. They play good music. You should come out, hang out with us, hang out with everybody. I would love to see old friends and new ones all come out and chill with us. It's going to be really dope. So I'll see y'all March 13th. Thanks for listening, guys. Later.